Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have believed from the very beginning these are real grassroots uprisings all over the Middle East, North Africa. But when the globalists came out and bragged that they were behind El Baradei and others and are trying to take credit for it, clearly they knew that these rebellions were coming, so they triggered it to make sure their people got in. So I think everybody who's been looking at this from different perspectives has been right, just from different perspectives. Tarpley, has been saying that he believes that it may fail, but it looks like he's wrong. The Drudge Report right now did just have a red link that Al Arabiya TV network says it is reported that Egypt's Mubarak will not run for president again. More details. And now Drudge has up the Reuters article, Mubarak to give speech on Tuesday on Al Arabiya TV. Now, that could be a trick to get the protesters to go away, to lose their momentum. And then we've seen politicians claim they're not going to run again, for Senate or House when they get caught in bathrooms, having sex or whatever, and then later they say they're now not going to quit. That could be a trick. Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak will give a speech on Tuesday, and that's supposedly today, after at least 1 million people rallied across the country clamoring for him to step down. Al Arabiya Television said there was no official confirmation. The channel also says that Vice President Omar Suleiman, but of course they already have been announcing on Al Jazeera and others, so this could be a self-fulfilling prophecy situation, that he had fled to London, England, and then to Tel Aviv, Israel, and it turned out that wasn't true. So this could be a hoax, but we'll find out soon. But it could be a way to energize the protesters right as they are ebbing to believe that they've won. So I don't know what the truth is here about this, but we'll continue to track that. But reportedly, he's set to give a speech soon, in the next 24 hours or so, saying that he's going to step down in September and is going to get the country ready for transition into elections. Now, the West wouldn't like that because then El Baradei couldn't be shuttled in the middle of this revolt over everyone's heads. Larry in Louisiana, then Ron, Luke, Richard, Robert, and others. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, Alex, I've got to take you back to an interview about 6 years ago you did with the owner of a company, I think, in California. He was a CCO of a credit card-sized speaker that was a spinoff of a military weapon and could beam audio directly into your head.
Yeah, no, that was 11 years ago with a CEO. They won't let them do it in the U.S. They do it in Japan where it beams audio directly to the brain out of Coke machines. Yeah, that was the MSNBC.
Out of the wave machine. Well, now, the next big sale was it was discovered that audio in a classroom, children's classroom, the ones in the front of the class couldn't hear as good as the ones in the back of the class, so they were putting it into the public school classrooms.
You're kidding. That was a mainstream news article?
That was a mainstream news article, and shortly after that article, I believe you heard that a fifth grade class got up and rioted all at once. And they didn't know why.
Well, I know that with the Pokemon TV show, they had tens of thousands of kids have convulsions. It was confirmed that the flickering rate was doing it. I mean, this is what they can do with the television, with audio, with these systems. And now Chicago announces they want to put fake bird tweets out to make everyone be calm. The government wants to put lithium in the water to make us calm. I mean, we're living in the 21st century, and we are living under more and more mind control. I saw, got to be 13 years ago, a Baltimore Sun article where DARPA said, yes, we're testing towers that put out magnetic wavelengths that calm you and during emergencies and civil unrest. I mean, so this is all out in the open, but it's kind of like spider goats. I talked about spider goats 15 years ago, CBS News, you name it, part spider, part goat, creating body armor, and people would laugh at me even though it's admitted because they just aren't ready to deal with it. That's interesting, Larry. I should look into those articles. Why don't you email them to us at showtips@infowars.com.
Okay, can you tell me the name of the CEO or the name of the product? Can you remember it?
No, I do remember it was an MSNBC article. My wife was my producer at the time, and she just called him up and got him on. And there's articles about the advertising that targets the middle ear and transmits sound directly to your brain. We'll be right back.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., many days we go into the fourth hour of overdrive. We're here live, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. The broadcast is exploding exponentially with AM and FM affiliates, XM, record listenership online, and it's all because of the work I've done, my crew, the staff, you the listeners, the sponsors, the great stations that are out there. Be sure and support our local AM and FM affiliates. Spread the word about my show and other shows on those fine stations and support their sponsors, because it's important that the alternative media and stations that stand up for the truth get the support they need to continue and expand. We're going to the one, the only, David Icke, who really needs no introduction here in a moment. I asked what he wanted to get into first, and it's Egypt. That's what I wanted to get him on about, to get his view on. And so the former head of the Green Party, championship goalie, best-selling author, researcher, he will be joining us for the balance of the hour here in a moment. I wanted to tell you about a few of the sponsors, speaking of sponsors that make the transmission possible. End of America, the number 3.com, of course, is breaking down the move away from the dollar that Hu Jintao's been talking about now. Stansberry & Associates Investment Research is an independent investment research firm founded in 99 with subscribers in more than 100 different nations. They recently created an eye-opening video that you can see for free at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com for free, detailing their biggest and most important prediction yet. That's endofamerica3.com. Also, talking about Made in America, wherever you live, whether it's Brazil, the U.S., Germany, buy locally. The globalists want to deindustrialize you and make you dependent on, you know, foreign slave states. And a great place to find Made in America jeans and other apparel is gusset.com/America, Diamond Gusset Jeans, made in Tennessee and Georgia. And they've got a special running right now when you get some of the great regular jeans, motorcycle jeans, you name it, super high quality. Find out why they're different at gusset.com/America. You can get free T-shirts and a great music CD about looking for America, about the deindustrialization with your purchases. Find out about those specials at gusset.com/America. And also don't forget Infowars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, many have dubbed Ike as the most controversial speaker on the planet. Much of what he's talked about in the last 20 years has unfortunately come true. He deals with this false programmed matrix reality of disinformation we're fed. And his latest book is Human Race, Get Off Your Knees, The Lion Sleeps No More, DavidIke.com. And, serious times coming, rebellion worldwide. But the globalists strangely admit that they're behind it. They know the rebellion was already coming, so they're trying to trigger it. So kind of like Red Adair would blow up an oil well once it was already on fire to extinguish the flames of revolution. Well, what does David Icke think is happening?
Well, I think what we're seeing, Alex, is a classic reformation or confirmation of something that anyone that wants to understand what's going on in the world must keep at the front of their mind, and that is no situation is ever black and white. It's always, if you're looking for the real truth, it's a shade of gray. And that's what we're looking at here. We have understandably a genuine uprising from angry, poverty-stricken, oppressed and suppressed people. But when people are in that situation where, as we talked about before, freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. When you reach that point where you've got nothing to lose if you take certain action, then suddenly you lose your fear, because what have I got to lose? I'm in this situation anyway. Now, because of the massive economic collapse and catastrophe around the world, people in all parts of the world, not just the Middle East, are feeling that, and they're heading closer and closer to that line that says, I've got nothing to lose, let's go. Now, of course, the mind manipulators, because that's what it is in the end, a mind game, a psychological game, they knew that this was coming, and they have got to try to manage it for their own ends. So here we have, Alex, a genuine reaction to this 30 years of suppression and violence and tyranny by this U.S. and no doubt British too, the two go together, tyranny and dictator, Mubarak, who has served their interests and served the interests of Israel against the interests of the Palestinians. And that is a genuine reaction, no doubt. But you can see that when you've got a powder keg like that of resentment and oppression that will not take it anymore, then it's very easy to trigger that and then manipulate it. And that's why when the revolution truly comes to America and Britain, as it will, then we involved in any of that need to learn the lessons and become streetwise about the way this thing works. Because how many times, when you look at these so-called people's revolutions, not least in the former Soviet Union, of Georgia, of Ukraine, of the Czech Republic, of Kyrgyzstan, and so on, these color revolutions, as they call them, again and again, it's been shown quite clearly that Rothschild-connected people like George Soros and Zbigniew Brzezinski have been behind them, not least Soros's network of foundations that are not there for philanthropy. They are there to manipulate so-called, on the surface, people's revolutions that are putting their people in power. And you cannot ever judge the true nature of a revolution, its motivation and its background, until we see what has replaced the regime the revolution has removed. And when you look at Georgia and Ukraine and all these places where these Soros networks have been involved in the manipulation, and not only that, the training of people in people's non-cooperation and protest techniques. The people that have gone into place have been invariably people who are front men for the very the globalists and the Soros networks. Classic Georgia, Mikhail Saakashvili, scholarship to the U.S., Columbia Law School, George Washington University, New York law firm, turns up and becomes president of Georgia after the so-called Rose Revolution, manipulated by the Soros foundations. We have this extraordinarily ludicrous situation now in the Ukraine, where I'm speaking next week, where a guy called Viktor Yanukovych was removed after what was claimed to be rigged elections in, I think it was 2004, the so-called Orange Revolution. That very man is now president of the country. So that revolution, of course, changed nothing with hindsight. And when you look at the situation now in Egypt, who turns up, not lived in the country for most of his adult life?
Mohammed El-Baradei, the head of the UN.
And who is this man? He's been on the board of the International Crisis Group, which claims on its website to be an independent, non-profit, non-governmental organization committed to preventing and solving deadly conflict, when it's actually there to manipulate regime change in the very way that I'm talking
about. And they
about.
Now admit that they sent him in the week before. They admittedly triggered it. They're bragging about it while publicly saying that they support Mubarak because they know Western support for Mubarak will enrage the populace even more. But then publicly at the same level admit that they're doing it. And so this is what I wanted to ask you, David. I want you to continue. Do you agree with my analysis here? Because I knew this a decade ago because I saw them bragging about it. But now they've come out in Wired magazine, you name it, and admitted Google is NSA software for keyword. They just get you to search the database to put your own information on it, so they literally know what you're thinking and doing. And Google says 93 to 99% of the time, they know where you're going to eat, what you're going to surf, what you're going to do, more than you even know, and they're able to predict the future. It's a scientific crystal ball to a certain extent by tracking mass movements of people, and they knew that there was rebellion against all their dictators forming, and so they're going to trigger it early to then bring their people back in, and that's basically what's happening. But we'll put up on screen those articles about Google. It was now claiming they're getting companies where they can do this. That's what they've been set up to do all along. That's why the globalists are so arrogant, is because they literally do nothing but study humanity and how we operate.
Yeah, well, the International Crisis Group, board members, chairman, George Soros, Mohammed El-Baradei, Wesley Clark, say no more, Javier Solana, the NATO Secretary General, as was, Zbigniew Brzezinski is one of their senior advisors, Richard Armitage, for goodness sake, and Prince Turki Al-Faisal, who is a member of the Saudi Arabia royal family, who, of course, love democracy and freedom, which this International Crisis Group is supposed to represent. So you look at that, and it's quite clear that El-Baradei's their man. Now, also, the Daily Telegraph in Britain has been running stories and articles about the fact that some of the people that were that triggered this popular uprising, which in its entirety, that's what it is from the people's point of view, were actually connected to the American embassy in Cairo and came to America and all the rest of it. So you can see how it's being manipulated. And the thing is that people like Brzezinski in his books, they are telling you what's going to happen, disguised as prophecy, if you like.
Kissinger came out on Bloomberg last night and said this is only the first scene in the first act of a play.
That's exactly what I was coming to. That quote, this is only the first scene of the first act of the drama that is played out. That is telling you what's coming. And you see, I've been writing for years about the fact that these Arab oil states and these Arab dictatorships and royal dictatorships were being played like a violin. It was only a matter of time. And again, you come to the shades of gray. Should the dictators and royal tyrannies in Yemen, Algeria, Libya, Jordan, Syria, Morocco, Saudi Arabia. Oh,
stay
yes,
there,
please,
David. We got to break it. Powerful info. We're going to look at the geopolitical map when we come back.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsproutbank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at survivalsproutbank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
By the way, just a broadcast note, joining us Thursday, George Norrie is going to be on the broadcast, giving us his take on what's happening to the world economy and what's happening in Egypt. But I could not concur with the piercing understanding of David Icke Moore on this issue. That's why I admire him so much. His research is always so up to date, and piercing is the word, and that's exactly what's happening. Instead of even black or white or gray, it's more of a prism of spectrums. And the globalists are riding this tiger of rebellion against their own tyranny, and like judo, using the resistance of the population against them and throwing it back at them. And so by understanding this, though, we can defeat them. And I want to talk more about their predictive systems, future predicting systems, and how David thinks we counter that. But David, continuing, you got cut off by the break. You were running through the dictatorships that are in the Middle East, North Africa, and where this is going.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about Yemen, Algeria, Libya, Jordan, Syria, Morocco, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Oman, Kuwait. All these are so-called royal dictatorships and tyrannies imposing upon the people. So should they go? Absolutely they should go. But we're back to, and as soon as possible, but we're back to shades of gray. The question is not just should they go, it's what is the agenda for making them go at this time? And, you know, there's a number of things that come from this. If they, as Kissinger has indicated here, they plan to create falling dominoes across the Middle East, first of all, that creates massive upheaval. It creates what? Chaos. What is their technique? Order out of chaos. Now, on one level, this could be very dangerous for places like Israel, but it could also be incredibly beneficial to those that run Israel, and very, very beneficial to those behind this global agenda, because they want the Middle Eastern countries in a state of subordination, and chaos will create that. The other thing is that Where does most of the world's oil come from? It comes from the Middle East. You start whacking domino upheavals across the Middle East and the oil countries, not least the big one, Saudi Arabia. And what are you going to have, Alex? You're going to have an enormous oil crisis, which is going to, of course, knock on to crises and financial crises and industrial crises and living crises throughout global society, which is precisely what they want. Massive problems and upheavals and chaos through which they can offer the solutions of their centralized global fascist Orwellian dictatorship. So it's clear to me that this genuine reaction to this disgraceful, outrageous, evil attack on human society is being managed to bring about the next stage of the attack on human society.
Expanding on that, we know in the last year the IMF and World Bank have ordered all of these third world countries, not just the Middle East, North Africa, to cut through austerity the bread ration, which around half the population of Egypt is on, making $2 or less a day. And so they economically, through globalism, pull the levers, punch the buttons. Then they send in their man on a white horse, who the London Independent calls the savior,
exactly.
This Al-Baradei. So it's completely transparent to those that study this and know it, and the globalists are even admitting it. But on a larger front, the Muslim Brotherhood in Jordan, they just reshuffled the government towards them. In Saudi Arabia, everywhere, the Saudis and others are freaking out, realizing the deal they made with the globalists is a deal with the devil, and they want the strategy of tension, the clash of civilizations. They want to get radical Muslims, like they got rid of Saddam and put radical Muslims in Iraq. This is the strategy to then build them up as the enemy and to blame them for the exploding oil prices that were already being triggered via dollar devaluation.
Yeah, that's it. And the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, this is, again, I keep coming back to this today, shades of gray, becoming streetwise. And just because something has a name on the door and appears to stand for something does not mean that at its core it does. I mean, crikey, you look at the classic Orwellian use of names for organizations to give the impression that it's the opposite of what it really is. I mean, for goodness sake, we're talking here about George Soros's Open Society Institute, which is the last thing the Open Society Institute actually wants. So when you look at things like Muslim Brotherhoods, and look at almost any organization that has democracy in it, and you're looking at an organization that wants to take democracy away, and just because it's called the Muslim Brotherhood does not mean that at its core it has even the best interests of Muslims at heart. You know, I was talking to people who've been involved professionally in politics and intelligence and all the rest of it.
David, stay there. Long segment coming up. That was a short segment. We'll continue there with the Muslim Brotherhood. And now we're in the first scene, in the first act of the play, what the full play is.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And you resist by unlocking your mind, studying how the globalist engineer society, the priest class, how they manipulate, by becoming aware of this in life, your family, in business, in everything. Your knowledge and your success will only increase. The New World Order does everything they can to suppress human potential, the human mind, and knowledge, because the people perish for lack of knowledge. The people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, as the good book tells us. David Icke, as we went to break, you were starting to get into the first scene and the first act for the New World Order, the global destabilization program, people rioting and protesting in Greece, in Ireland. The Davos, Switzerland meeting last week, they called for 100 trillion in additional taxpayer money to the private banks, an open announcement of world government, all of that smokescreened by what's happening now. David Icke, please continue.
Yeah, I was just finishing off a point, Alex, about the fact that just because something's called something doesn't mean that's what it represents and that's what it stands for, including the Muslim Brotherhood. There's a lot of organizations in the Arab world that actually are fronts for Israel and the United States. Andreas von Bülow, I think you've talked to him yourself over the years, former German minister and an expert in intelligence, especially German intelligence in that whole area.
Andreas von Bülow.
Yeah, I talked to him on the phone for a long time years ago, not long after 9/11, and he was saying he knew for a fact that Abu Nidal, of course, the infamous Arab terrorist, was actually an asset of Mossad. That's how it works.
Yeah, he was the former head of German intelligence,
yeah,
and the former German defense minister. He talked about the white supremacists are run by the globalists. The radical Muslims are run by them. The radical black groups, the radical Hispanic groups, all of these groups are there so the government can play the part of the savior.
Yeah, and of course we know the classic stands out like the proverbial is Bin Laden, Osama Bin Laden. We know that he was a front man for the same group. So when we see these names that appear to represent Muslims or appear to represent this or that or the other, we have to just, again, streetwise, shades of gray, just take a step back and let's see if they really do that. And again, we come back to the classic line, really, by their actions shall they be judged. That's what we need to do, not by what they say, but what they do. Another interesting thing, Alex, you know, is that there is this whole deal about what's known as Greater Israel, which is the area that the Israel extremists claim is theirs, the real Israel. And it's interesting, when you look at the map of it, it includes, of course, Israel, Palestine that we see now, but it also includes a great chunk of Egypt going across to Cairo. It includes Jordan, includes Lebanon, includes Syria, includes Iraq, includes a great chunk of Saudi Arabia. Now, what we're looking at here, as you look at that map, are all the countries, or many of the countries, that are actually now in possible line for this domino effect that Kissinger was indicating with his quote. And there is an agenda playing out here. And when we look at what's happening in Europe, what's happening in Britain beginning to, what's happening in America, my goodness me, we want more. Not just people on the streets to show the numbers, but also non-cooperation with the system, so the system cannot operate. Because it needs us to do that. We must be learning lessons here, Alex, all the time. For instance, the power of mass non-cooperation. When in Egypt they say curfews, people in very large numbers refuse to do with that, and suddenly where's the power of the state? Understanding and starting to get as much as we can prepared for the fact, as we've seen in Egypt, that when the real revolution unfolds against a regime, one of the first things to go is not only truth, but actually the internet and mobile phone network, so people can't communicate. And another thing we need to keep in our minds is no ideology. When we really trigger this true human revolution against these tyrannies or collective tyrannies, different faces or masks on the same face around the world, no ideology, equal freedom for everybody, no matter what their color, creed, religion, view, anything. Freedom must be our focus, not ideology and religious belief and all that stuff. We can argue about that or chat and debate about that. Let's keep our focus on what affects us all, and that's our basic freedoms being taken away. And so many people, they talk about wanting freedom, Alex, but they don't want freedom. They, to a large extent, they want to replace a tyranny they don't like with a tyranny they do, i.e. their belief system. These are the things that have to go, and we all must constantly keep our focus on who is... what is the motivation of the protest and the uprising? Who's going to be and what kind of society is going to be in power when it's over? Who are these people coming in?
Well, we actually know. We know.
On our side and claiming to be behind it. You know, we need to really get streetwise and learn from what's happening around the world so we don't get caught.
Well, I agree with you. Now, we know that Mohammed El-Baradei is a big UN globalist, former head of the Atomic Energy Agency, U.S. trained. We know that he is for the inoculations. He is for the Planned Parenthood type stuff. He is a globalist. We know the Muslim Brotherhood, admittedly set up by British intelligence, is now menacing Saudi Arabia and others who we're not fans of. But the point is, the globalists want to have more radical regimes come in so that then Israel and others have an excuse to expand their land in the name of a security buffer zone. They're now moving out of the era of strong men and moving towards the strategy of tension. What do you, from your research, see as the next dominoes to fall?
Well, any of them could be, really. The answer to that is who's next on the list, because it could be any of them. But the thing also about Israel, Alex, is if this uprising so-called crisis, as it's being portrayed, a crisis for tyranny on one level, it continues to unfold, then it's going to be also an excuse for massive military support to, quote, protect Israel. And, of course, Israel's got one of the biggest armies in the world from this sliver of land in the north of the Arabian Peninsula because of $3 billion a year in aid from the United States to Israel. And, of course, anything could happen if this really gets out of hand, in the sense that America could deploy forces to protect Israel as well as an excuse. Because, you know, one of the key things, Alex, and this is, I think, very relevant, not necessarily it will happen tomorrow, but in this domino falling situation that we're now facing, one of the things that's come up again and again and again and again is that the third world war, the third global conflict, the one that is to create, along with all the other things we're seeing, like finances and all the rest of it.
That's what Albert Pike called for.
Albert Pike, yeah, in his letter, exactly, the three world wars. And again, this also relates to what he said in terms of the third world war. The common theme is that will be triggered in some way out of Israel and the Arab countries.
And by the way, in 1878, he laid out World War I, who it would be between, World War II, and then finally World War III. They would then destroy all the world religions out of the war and say we must have this new global one-world government religion. I want you to get to that, but since you've mentioned it so much, and I've mentioned it, here's Henry Kissinger on Bloomberg saying this is only the first scene of the first act of a drama that is to be played out. Here is Henry Kissinger, top globalist strategist, openly bragging.
Certainly, and of a lot of maneuvering. Once the lid is off, right now everybody's focused on the removal of Mubarak. That is only the first scene of the first act of a drama that has to be played out.
And this act you're seeing lasting for several months, years perhaps?
And it will, he might, this depends now on, I think we should stay out of that dispute because we don't want to look as if we are imposing a government. But we shouldn't be so mesmerized by the short-term tactics. The real problem will be what is the ultimate orientation of Egypt, because it is, in many respects, the key to the region.
All right. So they're going after the key to the region, and they've been doing this doublespeak everywhere. We're for Mubarak, but we actually, that is the globalists, financed the ongoing attempt to overthrow him, because they know that will help Mubarak if they say they're funding the outsider. It will hurt him if they support him. And I've read all over the news where they're openly bragging. So they'll put out their general press releases for the profane general public, but then buried in there talking to each other, they're bragging about what they're doing.
Yeah, they've got a song sheet, and this is not projected days in advance, weeks, months, or even years in advance. It's projected decades in advance.
Yeah, Brzezinski says 25 years in advance.
Yeah, and maybe more. I mean, you know, the basic theme of what's happening was outlined before the turn of the 20th century in terms of the themes of it all. And, you know, I've quoted people in my books who've spoken over the years, like in the late 60s and stuff like that, insiders who said this is how the world's gonna be, and it's all unfolded as they said it would unfold, because it is a blueprint. And now we're seeing a real major, major card being played here, which is designed to trigger offshoot consequences in all directions, because this is the tinder box. This is the explosive point where they want to the next whole stage to explode out of.
You heard him. He said it's the key. And then by running destabilization ops in all the other countries that aren't just allies of the globalists, they can create the crisis to offer the military and economic solution. But, David, how frustrating is it for you and for myself, and I want to get your view on this, to have the blueprint, to have the CFR, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, much of what they do public, admitting they would create a global currency crisis, they would end the dollar, bring in the Bancor, SDR, $100 trillion, all now happening, but the yuppies have been put in their little comfort box and conditioned that none of this existed for decades, knowing that we have the documents. They preconditioned it didn't exist. So now that it even exists and has emerged, people have gone, some of them, into a catatonic state of denying it exists, even as it's announced.
Well, this is a major human trait in the programmed, manipulated human mind, which simply does not want to face what it doesn't want to believe is true. So when you are faced with something, you have a choice. You can literally face it and deal with it, and we could sort this if we did this in large enough numbers, or you can try to kid yourself that it doesn't exist, and therefore it's okay. You know, people say in situations where it's obvious that horrific things are going to be done in the very near future, and they're still saying, oh, no, they'd never do that. No, you want to persuade yourself they'd never do that, so you don't have to get your backside unglued from the sofa and do things you'd rather not have to do. And this is why we're at this point, Alex. And it's like, how much more confirmation do people want? How much more blatant does it have to be? Does it have to be the knock on the door? Does it have to be being taken away after the knock on the door? I mean, when are you going to draw a line here? But, you know, on another level, there's great encouraging things happening, because the number of people who are starting to see it are increasing all the time.
Well, two things are happening, David.
Just a quick point. They need to get streetwise, and I keep coming back to this because they must, and streetwise means get informed, because there are people who are protesting, like the Egyptians are protesting against Mubarak, like the students in London who are protesting against outrageous fees to put them in debt to the banks for the rest of their lives just to get educated. Same in other parts of the world. There are people on the streets because of the economic austerity programs in Greece and other places. But people, what those people need to understand is all those different subjects, all those different aspects, all those different events and situations that they are protesting about are masks on the same face.
Yes.
They need to take that step across the line and realize that it's all connected.
Yes,
and in the end, every different thing they're protesting about, all roads lead to the same cabal. And it's the cabal we must focus on, and the global agenda for the cabal, so that we challenge and expose and understand the picture rather than getting caught in just the pieces. So we see the forest instead of getting caught in the twigs. This is so important.
No, I totally agree with you, because the progenitor of all of this debt slavery, of this neo-feudalistic system, is the New World Order controllers. It is their social engineering model. And for the New World Order, global government is just the beginning. As we say in the film Endgame, their stated plan is a global police state to then carry out the forced sterilization of the entire population, except for a tiny group of globalists. This is full spectrum dominance. And if people just get angry at the atmosphere created by the engineers, their anger, their focus will be used and shunted and directed into empowering New World Order agendas instead of bringing it down. And that's why what you just said is the absolute paramount heart of everything and the genesis of true human liberty if we're going to have it.
Yeah, who benefits? We got to keep asking that. Who benefits from this situation? Who benefits from me reacting to this situation like this? And this is why I say we have to get ourselves informed, not just about what size shoes the president of so-and-so takes, not that just that kind of information, much of which we don't really need to know anyway, informed about how the psychological system works, the techniques of mass mind and emotional manipulation, and where this cabal want to take the world. When we understand the basic techniques of mind and psychological manipulation and the goals that are designed to be achieved,
it's like getting your sight.
It immediately becomes so much more difficult to scam.
Exactly. When you're not aware of these systems of control, it's like you're blind and deaf. As soon as you understand their tricks, it isn't as powerful anymore, and it actually becomes irritating, not something that puts you into a trance, but something their attacks actually help us learn to be smarter, faster, to understand it. But going to break here, here's the Associated Press. The IMF says, or AFP, IMF says to help Egypt, others in trouble. Oh, they're going to help them with more 20-30% interest rate loans. They're going to bring the Egyptians more under debt. They're going to jack up their taxes in even more. So there is part of your agenda with the physical takeover through the economic bondage. We got two more segments with David Icke coming up. Powerful information. DavidIcke.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophet Jeremiah was told not to pray for the house of Judah anymore because of their personal and national sins? Could it be that God has ceased hearing prayers for America because of our personal and national sins also? Pornography, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, corporate theft, lust, and greed are running rampant all over America, which was once declared a Christian nation. When will it all end? In slavery to the New World Order? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Knowledge is power. And any of you listeners understand the world greater than David or myself do. All of us have different gifts, different talents, and understanding. But the biggest mission is people are confused. They're angry right now. We can't have the globalists, as Ron Paul has said, misdirect them into supporting a bigger New World Order move. That's why we carry films like What in the World Are They Spraying, dealing with chemtrails, my film Endgame that covers their master agenda, Invisible Empire that we produced by Jason Burmes is excellent, Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror, all these films massively discounted at Infowars.com. And David's books and his work, all of it is so important. But, David, we've got you into the next segment. You're gracious to join us. But I wanted to do something here that the producers showed me earlier. And that's TweetPsych, that's the website, and if you type in somebody's tweet account, they're monitoring the tweets, the Library of Congress is saving all of them, and they know the psychological profile of your users. You type in the real Alex Jones for tweet, and you scroll down, and most of it is media, social, future, people wanting to know future trends, learning, positive, conceptual, basically philosophy, the senses. See, it's all about primordial, about that's what people are into. They're into primordial, the core of humanity, destiny, enlightenment, awakening. That's who comes to my tweet, and they're tracking them and know who they are. And it's much more detailed with the cable boxes tracking you, the Google tracking you right down to your individual profile. Now, you go to something like 2.5 Men or Joe Rogan, and these are nice guys, smart shows, whatever. I like Joe; he's into awakening. But still, the point is, what is it? It's sex. It's lower senses things. We'll scroll down and show that sex, vast majority. But then they're also into primordial and things like that. So you see some of the same interest media. And if you type in something like 2.5 Men, it will show you what they're into. This is just one example of how they've gotten us tied into this. The internet is a double-edged sword. They thought they would use it as a worldwide wiretap. DARPA did. Instead, we're using it against them. But we have to understand they're now bragging that they can predict mass movements almost 100% of the time. How do you deal with something like that, with these super technologies the globalists have, David Icke?
The thing about the internet is that it's given us so many tools to communicate information that these people overwhelmingly do not want communicated. Without the internet, people would not at this point be anything like as informed about what's going on as they are. Therefore, given that the internet was introduced through military technology, etc., for that to be given to the people, if you like, to use for the benefit of awakening and awareness, there must be something absolutely colossal and fundamental in it for them on the other side for that to have been done. And, I think what we need to do is start to look about the reality and from an internet point of view. The internet is actually a collective human mind or an extension of it. Because
we put our thoughts, our dreams, our art, everything in one area.
Yeah, anything that you focus on with mind becomes an extension of mind. And therefore, the collective human mind has an extension now called the World Wide Web, the Internet. And therefore, if you are skilled in understanding how to read this information, and goodness knows the advancement of the computer technology they must have outside.
We can organically do what their supercomputers can do individually. They're trying to mimic the human mind by scanning the web.
What you can do is read the human mind by what the human mind is putting onto the web, an extension.
Yes, stay there, stay there, stay there. Power. Powerful.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.